to have but the things I had. There's little to bear but the things I bore. There's nothing to carry and not to add, and glory to heaven I paid the score. There's little to do but I did before. There's little to learn but the things I know. And this is the sum of a lasting lore. Scratch a lover and find a foe. And couldn't it be I was young and mad? If ever my heart on my sleeve I wore, there's many to claw at a heart unclad, and little the wonder it ripped and tore. There's one that'll join in their push and roar with stories to jabber and stones to throw. He'll fetch you a lesson that costs you sore. Scratch a lover and find a foe. So little I'll offer to you, my lad. It's little in loving I set my store. There's many a maid would be flushed and glad, and better you'll knock at a kindlier door. I'll dig at my lettuce and sweep my floor. Forever, forever, I'm done with woe. And happen I'll whistle about my chore. Scratch a lover and find a foe. La 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 la. Beggar or prince, no more, no more. Be off and away with your strut and show. The sweeter the apple, the blacker the core. Scratch a lover.
And good evening. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone. The show is Canada Post Rock. And starting off tonight, you heard something from Miriam Gendron from an older release called Not So Deep as a Well, and you heard a track called Ballad of a Great Weariness. And this one's featuring Dorothy Parker as well. And this is a debut album from 2014. And recently discovered Miriam Gedron from a release that recently came out called Songs of Love, Lost and Found. And I think that one's getting pretty good reviews. Did pretty well on Pitchfork, as far as I know. And I did play this, the recent release from Miriam Gedron in the past few weeks. So I was really captivated by her music so much, I decided to check out some older stuff from her. And once again, that's Miriam Gedron from Montreal, Quebec. And you're tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM at the University of British Columbia. Going to be with you on air until 9 p.m. tonight. And starting out the program tonight, we're going to hear the new release from Julie Doron called I Thought of You. And we're going to hear a track called They Wanted Me to Say. This one's doing really good on the campus radio charts across Canada. And if you're not familiar, Julie Doron, one of the former artists in Eric Strip, as you probably know, but she has been putting out a lot of solo releases over the years and collaborations. And this one is featuring Daniel Romano, as well as Michael Furestack is on one track on this release. Check it out at juliedoron.bandcamp.com. After Julie Doron, we'll hear something from Le Ren, a release that's doing pretty good. And she is based out of Montreal, Quebec, and the new release is called Leftovers. It's out on Secretly Canadian Records. We'll hear a track called Friends Are Miracles. So everyone's doing pretty good on this rainy Friday evening right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is something from Julie Doron. This track is called They Wanted Me to Stay, or to Say, I should say.
I've been sleeping in Sundays, and it's been doing me well. When I wake to the day where the sun's already talking, I rise with my body. I step into two large feet. When my heels meet the ground and my legs do the walking, well, who are they to say what I can or cannot do? I'm a miracle standing as tall as I can, and I'm making it through. I've been picturing her face, how it's shaped like the moon. Oh, it waxes and wanes through the days. Yeah, she is something. We've been talking about our friends and how they're passing the time. Oh, they work to the bone and they don't ask for nothing. Well, who say what we can or cannot do? We are miracles standing as tall as we can, and we're making it through.
Start off your new year with a new skill. This spring, Emily Carr University's Continuing Studies is proud to offer courses and workshops online and in person. Choose from over 100 courses, from weekend workshops designed for beginners to skills-focused certificate programs. Whether you're seeking an artistic outlet or looking to add to your professional skill toolkit, Emily Carr has you covered. From painting to print media, industrial design to web design, there's something for everyone. Find your fit at ecuad.ca/cs. Register now and commit to your creative future.
Awakened one, listen without distraction.
Ready or not, you're going in.
Listen to Breakfast with the Browns every Monday morning.
From 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
Something that just offers you the place, the chance to stay in a mood.
Breakfast with the Browns.
The best in ambient, downtempo, electronic, ASMR, pop loungecore music. Totally Alpha Wave.
On CITR 101.9 FM.
Thus the most ordinary movement in the world may agitate a thousand odd disconnected fragments, now bright, now dim, hanging and bobbing and dipping and flaunting.
So, beauty remains in the impossibilities of the body.
You know that, don't you?
Wake up.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and that was a couple of Canadian artists in the last set. That was something from Loren, and that was a track called Friends Are Miracles, and that's taken from the Leftovers release, and that was just put out on Secretly Canadian Records, and she is based out of Montreal, if I'm not mistaken. And yeah, that's correct. Another artist from Montreal before Loren. Actually, you can check it out at lorenmusic.bandcamp.com. And prior to that, you heard something from the one and only Julie Doron with a track called Friends Are Miracles. It's off the new release called I Thought of You. And you can also check that one out at, juliedoron.bandcamp.com is where you can check out her large discography, going over many years of really, really great music that she's been putting out. And yeah, I Thought of You is doing pretty well on the campus radio charts, the Earshot National radio charts, and those are compiled of stations like CITR from across Canada, stations on campuses and community radio type situations and whatnot. Yeah, so anyways, I'm going to stop rambling. We're going to hear some Canadian post-rock in this next set and a couple of kind of longer form tracks. We're going to hear something from a release from Constellation Records, and we're going to hear something from Jason Sharp. And this is a recent release from Constellation Records, and I think it came out a few months ago, actually, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, it came out in August, and Jason Sharp's a composer, bass and baritone saxophonist from Montreal, and his latest release is something called The Turning Center of a Still World. We're going to hear a track off of that, and something called Blossoming Rest. This is one of the tracks that has a music video for it. You can check it out at jasonsharp.bandcamp.com. After that, we're going to hear something from Saltland, which is a project from Rebecca Foon, who I've played several times, but an older release called A Common Truth is what you're going to hear. It came out a few years ago in 2017. We're going to hear a track off of that, something called, the track is called To Allow Us All to Breathe. And once again, that's Saltland, the project of Montreal composer Rebecca Foon, who has a release called Waxing Moon out on Constellation Records. But check it out at saltland.bandcamp.com. So yeah, we'll hear these two tracks and I'll get back to you. They're kind of longer form tracks, so just hold on and I'll get back to you and talk to you after they're done. So anyways, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Blossoming Rest by Jason Sharp.
CITR 101.9.
CITR 101.9 FM.
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 CITR, Voices of UBC.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM at the University of British Columbia, and I'm your host, P-Bone. The show is Canada Post-Rock, and that was a couple Canadian post-rock artists, very fitting for the show, and it was a couple artists from the Constellation Records label out of Montreal, another fitting label for this show, really great Canadian post-rock artists on there. What you just heard was something from Saltland, a track from the Common Truth album that came out in 2017. You heard the opening track called To Allow Us All to Breathe, very light and dramatic track from Rebecca Foon, that's the artist behind Saltland, who also puts out stuff on her own name under Rebecca Foon on Constellation Records. Before Saltland, you heard something from Jason Sharp out of Montreal, Quebec, a track off the Turning Center of a Still World. You heard the track called Blossoming Rest, and he is a saxophonist and composer based out of Montreal, and it's really, really cool stuff. Check it out at jasonsharp.bandcamp.com. So we're going to move into a little bit more of a kind of garagey, rocky type set. We're going to hear a couple of Canadian artists that are doing pretty good on the Earshot charts. And the first of which is Hot Garbage out of Toronto. Kind of more of a psych, garagey type stuff. Check it out at hotgarbagemusic.bandcamp.com. Their latest release is called Ride, and we're going to hear a track off of that, something called Rinsed is the name of the track. Pretty 60s influence is what they're saying on their Bandcamp. After Hot Garbage, we're going to hear something from Ducks Limited and a track off their album called Modern Fiction, and we're going to hear a track called Twere Ever Thuz. And I mentioned them before. I played these guys a few weeks ago. They're formerly known as Ducks Unlimited, but now they're just Ducks Limited. They're out on the Car Park record label. Check it out at ducksltdband.bandcamp.com. But first, right here is some heavy, well, not super heavy, but some psych garagey stuff from Toronto, from Hot Garbage. This track is called Rinsed. We'll be right back. we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And what you just heard was kind of my light rock garage set. And that was something from Ducks Limited, a track called Twere Ever Does, and that's off the Modern Fiction release that was just put out by the Toronto group. And I do believe that one is out on the Car Park record label. And prior to that, you've heard something from a release out of Toronto-based Hot Garbage. You heard a track called Rinsed. It's taken off the Ride release. And check them out at hotgarbagemusic.bandcamp.com. And yeah, so up next, we're going to kind of shift gears, move into a little bit more kind of electronic territory and kind of more experimental stuff, a little bit kind of ambient, but some really cool stuff in this remainder of the program. So we're going to hear something from a release called Sky H1, and Sky H1 has a new release out called 8093, and it's more of a little bit kind of an ambient type release, a little ambient electronica experimental type music. And she is an artist out on the AD93 record label, and once again that's Sky H1, and she was featured on the Mono No Aware compilation that came out in 2017. That one clocked in a whole bunch of good reviews, really cool stuff that brought in a whole bunch of new artists that you may have never heard of. Once again, that's the Mono No Aware compilation, and that's featuring Sky H1, and she's a Brussels-based producer. And we're going to hear a track off the release called Azure. This one was just put out. We'll hear something called Elysian Heights. And then after that, we're going to hear something from a release from FFT, just simply known as FFT. But anyways, we're going to hear a track off the release called Disturb Roke. It's a 12-inch. It's out on the Numbers record label. A little bit more kind of electronica or electro stuff. Getting a little bit confused with my genres. But anyways, we're going to hear a track called Disturb Roke 2. And once again, that's from FFT, and a track off the Numbers record label. But yeah, we'll hear these two artists. I'll get back to you and talk to you some more right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is something from Sky H1. This track is called Elysian Heights. We'll be right back. Listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone. Well, what you just heard was something from Sky H1, and getting all my tracks all confused. What you had most recently heard was something from a track from FFT, a track called Disturb Roke 2. That's off the EP. That's out on Numbers Records. It's a three-track release, and I do believe this is a Glasgow-based electronic artist. And once again, that's FFT. Prior to that, you heard something from Sky H1 and a track off her new release called Azier. You heard the track called Elysian Nights. Really kind of great, kind of almost kind of colorful, like kind of nighttime sounding electronica. Remind me a little bit of some Laurel Halo release. But Sky H1 is based out of Brussels, and she's on the AD93 record label. And up next, we're gonna hear kind of a grimy jungle type oriented electronic set in this next little bit. We're gonna hear something from Elko out on the Infinite Quest record label. A UK artist. A London-based artist with kind of a Chicago tech sound is what they're describing on the bio. But anyways, a release from Elko is what you're going to hear. A three-track EP. We'll hear a track called Playtime, and that's AUCO. And after Elko, we're going to hear something from a release from K-Lone, and that's K-Lone, and a release called Zisu. It's out on the Wisdom Teeth record label, and we'll hear a track called Zisu is the name of the track that we're going to hear, the opening track off a four-track EP. A little bit of kind of a grimy sounding electronica here, but after K-Lone, I'll get back to you and talk to you some more. So anyways, right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is some new stuff from Elko and a release called, well, it's just an EP, but we're going to hear a track off that, something called Playtime.
fake wedding, fake, fake hot heat, fake, fake wedding, fake, 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 fake wedding.
Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial. Open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
The Aboriginal Front Door Society is a culturally safe, peer-designed, non-judgmental place for Aboriginal peoples, their friends and their family in the downtown east side. It's an accessible space where Aboriginal folks can experience, learn and participate in traditional Aboriginal culture, teachings and ceremonies as part of their healing journey through life. Right now, they're accepting donations of food and warm clothing, which are needed more than ever as residents of the downtown east side face the challenges of COVID-19 and winter weather. If you're able to help, you can drop your donation off at 384 Main Street on weekdays between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. That is 384 Main Street. To learn more about the Aboriginal Front Door Society and other ways that you can support their work, please visit abfrontdoor.org.
And we're back. That was something from the duo known as K-Lone, K-Lone, a track called Zasu is also the name of the EP, and that's out on Wisdom Teeth Records. And prior to that, well, that was kind of the grimy track that you heard. And prior to that was something from Elko, and that's A-U-C-O, with a track called Playtime off the Elko EP that was just released. And that's out on the Infinite Quest record label. And Elko is based out of London. And up next, we're going to get to some pretty kind of heavier experimental electronica. We're going to hear something from Ruth Maskelly and a track off the A Night at the Baths release out on Disciples Records. And we're going to hear the opening track, something called Sauna. A little bit more heavier, almost kind of acid techno. Then after Ruth Maskelly. We're going to hear something from Holston and a new release out called Audlem, and it's out on the UVB 76 Records, and it's a little bit more kind of heavier kind of jungle footwork type electronica, and this is do believe based out of Bristol. But anyways, after Holston, I'll get back to you and talk to you some more. But the track we're going to hear is something called Breath of Life, the original mix. Then I'll get back to you and talk to you some more. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Ruth Maskelly.
Thank you. Tribe Called Red is The Hallucination with their new record, One More Saturday Night, featuring Javier Mighty, Tanya Tagak, and more out now.
Join us every other Wednesday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. for Sam Squanch's Hideaway with your host, Anita B, as she plays all Canadian music with a focus on indie rock and pop.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone. The show is Canada Post Rock. That was a track from Holston with a track called Breath of Life. It's taken from the Audlem release, and that's out on the UVB76 record label. Pretty heavy drum and bass electronica. And prior to Holston, you heard a track from Ruth Maskelly with a track called Sauna off the A Night at the Baths release, and that was taken from a release on... Actually, I'm just figuring out the label. Oh, Room. Actually, not Room 40. Sorry. I'm still figuring that out. But anyways, Ruth Maskelly is based out of New Orleans. And this is a debut release. And actually, I don't have the record label queued up. I closed it on my window. So apologies, but I'll get the information later. But anyways, we're going to keep going with some more electronica, and actually Ruth Maskelly is out on the Disciples record label. But I think I'm going to close off the evening tonight with two tracks of varying experimental electronica, and actually not electronica, I should say electronic music. But what you're going to hear is something from kind of a Music Concrete release from Jog Mode. And that's on the Five Gate Temple record label. And Jog Mode has a self-titled release. And that's the collaboration between Adam Gallagher and Curly Thomas. We'll hear a track called Track 9, JM. Kind of interesting stuff. A little bit kind of a dub electronica. Just kind of very, very interesting electronica. But anyways, I'm going to stop rambling. After jog mode, we're going to hear something from the legendary Merzbow. And Merzbow has a new release out called Flare Blues, and it's out on Room 40 Records. And it's an interesting release. It's a limited blue vinyl release, and it's kind of a redone, or like, I guess, contextualized piece of a release that originally came out in 1994 called Flare Gun, and an EP called White Blues. So I guess it's just kind of redoing these tracks. But this is some kind of early Merzbow stuff. Very heavy, very chaotic tracks. And this is kind of a little bit more of the stuff that I'm familiar with, like some of this Zadok era record Merzbow stuff, where his early stuff was very chaotic, industrial, very all over the place with a kind of a clanging industrial electronica. Very harsh, very abrasive. And this is a little bit more of the early sounding stuff. Kind of his later career is when he got really more into kind of laptop electronica, and his sound became very granular and kind of enveloping clouds of noise, is what a lot of his later era stuff was. But so this is a little bit more earlier era Merzbow, if you're into that kind of stuff. But I warn you, this track is very harsh, very abrasive, so kind of turn down your volume if you have it quite high. But anyways, this is a track called White Blues Part 1. But first, right here on CITR, this is something from Jog Mode. This track is called Track 9.
Yeah. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.